Item one will be apologies. We note that the apologies from Alderman Emerton and the Mayor, Alderman Martin. We just acknowledge those. You don't need no moving. Any declarations of interest from anybody here at all of the Aldermen? None whatsoever. We go then to item three, which is procedural. Don't need a minute. And it's public question time, so since one member of the public in attendance, which is you, Doug, would you care to ask some questions? And you'll need to give your name and address, which I'm sure you're well capable of doing so. Thank you.
It's on. Thank you, Chair Goodwin. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. The question relates to tonight's today's agenda. Pages 16 to 30 in part, this is of the printed agenda, have black print on black background and the text is partly unreadable. Page 172 is bordering on the unreadable, and this would seem to be a mistake as it is only taking up 25% of the page, half the width and half the length. The capital expenditure graph is not clear at that size. While the foregoing may not be problems on a computer screen, it is with a paper version that is black and white. All black and white print contributes to the two problems which are wasteful of time and resources. The first problem section could be deleted and a note to say, come to the council chambers or go to the website. Page 172 needs to be much larger and included in the paper version of the agenda. Question is, how come the council does not have a policy about the issuance of printed documents that are available to the public to avoid the foregoing outlined problems?
And thank you. And may I ask you a question? I've got 172 now, and what is actually wrong with it? I don't see. I can read it all right. So if you could tell me, am I missing something? Public one,
yep.
It's the
through you, Mr. Chairman. That
I said it was
is a mistake. It was an error that was identified after the agendas were produced, and obviously there was a copy that wasn't fixed, or some copies not fixed. And Mr. Janney, you have one of those. Yes.
So, getting back to my question, then.
The in relation to your question, I take your points on board, and certainly some of those other documents could certainly be a note made that they are available at the council offices or on the website for viewing, because some of those documents are actually produced in separate programs that are inserted in. In relation to the Capital Works Income and Expenditure Report, that is also available on the electronic version. And it's included in the document, and it is only printed on the A4. In relation to putting that into every one of the public agendas, it would seem to be that's a manual process, and you're talking about wasting resources. It's a manual process to do that. If you would like a copy of that larger, in future we can organise for when you come in and pick up your agenda, that we can provide you with a copy of that on A3, but not in every agenda.
Thank you, but no, that's what I was concerned about. Mm. If it was a full page, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Done. Thanks, Doug. questions or notice from the public? I've had that question without notice from the public and questions or notice from Alderman, and there is none from that, so that takes care of that. We go to 4.1, the public land register, update to register the recommendation on page 5. Could I have a mover, please? Deputy Mayor Rockler and Alderman Perry, Deputy Mayor Rockler.
Thank you, Alderman Goodman. The recommendation is simply to update our records to ensure that we've covered all of the public land that obviously for some reason we've missed a couple of bits over the time, and that they're included to ensure that our records are complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
Oh, nothing to add, Chairman Goodman, other than it's a reasonably comprehensive report and it's all in the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? There being none, Alderman Rockler. To DB Miracles to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye against? Carried. 4.2, the Annual Plan Progress Report. Recommendation on page 32. Remover, please. Alderman Milne. And seconder?
Yes.
Alderman Rockcliffe. Deputy Mayor Rockcliffe. Alderman Milne.
I'd just like to say that it's all in the report again. Very comprehensive report. Well done to council staff for putting it together, and looks like work's going ahead quite well and plans in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Deputy Mayor Rockland?
Thank you. Just a comment on page 48. I note that the regional youth strategy, the offer hasn't been taken up by La Trobe Council, which is a disappointing outcome from that proposal. It seemed like a logical thing to do for us as a region to have a youth strategy, as many of those youth who live in both Kentish and La Trobe use council's facilities across the region. They're interchangeable. Young people don't know a border, so
no.
It would seem to me to have been a very logical thing to do. So that was disappointing. Page 42, I have a question. Do we have a date for opening of the King Street car park? I notice things are going ahead in leaps and bounds. I just wonder whether we had a completion opening date. Thank you.
General Manager?
Yes, through you, Mr Chairman. Originally it was planned that it would be open early December. There has been some delays, but we can find out a new date and circulate that to Alderman out of session. I believe it has been delayed by a small amount of time because of some access issues with the work that was also going on at the new TAS Water offices. So there were some issues about what could actually be done in the time frame available. But we'll circulate that tomorrow.
Thank you, Alderman.
Eric just asked a question. Would that early December now become still before Christmas, perhaps? Yeah, it's my understanding.
I believe so.
Yeah.
It will still be open before Christmas, but it's how long before Christmas is the question.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
I think TAS Water are looking to move in December.
Yeah.
28th of November.
My understanding, Mr Chairman, is that they're moving in on the Devonport Show weekend.
That's this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anything further? Yeah, Alderman Jarman. Forgot from me.
Just got a couple of questions, if I may. On page 39, explorer parking incentives and variable pricing structures, can we just make sure that we're also looking at, and I think we are, but I'm just asking the question, early bird CBD parking for the staff in the area. There's been a few questions being asked about that. Is there going to be that offer? I know we can't tell them what prices things are going to be yet, but I hope that we can look into that. It certainly would be a good incentive for utilising that new car park. Just straight underneath that, investigate lighting levels at various locations. Is Victoria Parade coming up soon? We're doing a little bit of Victoria Parade. Do we know?
Victoria Parade car park?
No, the lighting.
Around the track, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a component of Victoria Parade that we were hoping to do.
Yes, through you, Mr Chairman, that's in this year's budget. And there's some. There's certainly been some work done on it, but it's a project in the plan. I think it happened sometime early in the new calendar year.
Until up to next June, we're aiming to have it done.
Absolutely. The first stage, because it was a multiple number of stages.
Yes, a section of. Thank you. And page 40, sorry, I've got a couple of questions.
Which is page one?
40. Consider future direction and provision of free parking days. Obviously, we do some, and we do some very well, free parking. We offer it like Bernie Show Day, different things. It'd be really good if we could again look at a couple of other components of that as soon as possible. There's been a few suggestions out there coming through. Can we have it after 3 and see if we can get people moving through the CBD after 3 o'clock weekdays and different ones? It'd be nice to have a bit of a report back on the findings of that. No, that's exactly the same. And page 45, there was mention about PCYC for something. Page 45. Yeah, I didn't think we had a PCYC in town anymore, or do they come from Burnie and do something here? It was, 4.1.1.1, Facilitate the Health and Wellbeing Program for Primary School Children. And in the comments, it says something about PCYC. And a slipstream circus, PCYC, and a variety of sports have been scheduled.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's about activities planned.
Yes.
We can clarify that with the recreation staff, but it could well be taking a group of people as part of the school holiday program either to the PCYC activities or actually having them come and actually do something with them. But we'll clarify what that actually is.
All right, thank you. Done.
Anything further from anyone? There'd be none. Alderman Milne to close.
It's closed.
Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? No. Carried. We go now to 4.3, the commemorative seat policy and procedure. The recommendation on page 53 of the printed agenda. Could I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Alderman Perry to move. And seconded?
Yeah,
Deputy Mayor Rockley. Thank you. And Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Chair Goodwin. That's a good policy. And councils always reserves the right to, if for whatever reason it becomes expensive to maintain or poses a risk, council always has the right to do what it needs to do to eliminate the risk or take away the, I guess, the expense of maintaining something that's becoming expensive to maintain. So that's good policy, recognises people and organisations in the community, and I hope it gets support. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Rockler.
Thank you. I guess the only concern I had was that the objective is, it says, to have made a significant contribution to Devonport community. And I know at least once in the past we've given permission for a seat in memory of someone's son who was only 17 or whatever, who passed away. But this policy doesn't actually seem to me to allow us to permit that. Is that on purpose or is that a specific... Is that a separate issue?
Or an oversight.
Issue? Yeah. Or is that a separate issue? Or
General Manager, what have you to say?
Through Mr. Chairman, just looking at the wording of that, so it's recognising individuals. Some of these would come back to council if necessary, if there's ever a
I'm not saying I want it to be ruled out. I'm just concerned that if someone else comes forward and says, you know, there's some ground or whatever that they want to commemorate the plaque, and we've allowed that in the past.
Yes.
That this, to me, prohibits that.
It's.
Could we add
it's
that in?
It's discretionary.
State it in, could we?
We could certainly add something to it to clarify that.
If nobody else has got a problem with it, that's fine, but that's
what
jumped out at me.
Perhaps we could...
If I could add, without winding up, perhaps we could add a discretionary rule that council can accept other merit-based applications in exceptional circumstances, which would cover off on the example
Happy with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
So if we put something like that into the actual recommendation that's moved by Alderman Perry to cover off on that as an amendment to the policy that is in the papers. Yep.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Anything further, Alderman Rockliffe? You're done. Everybody else done? Thank you. Alderman Perry to close.
Well, with the addition of what we just spoke about, consider it closed. Thank you.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. We go to 4.4, the minutes of the meeting of the audit panel, and the recommendation is on page 63, so we'll need someone to move that.
Oh, well, I'll move it.
Thank you. Very and seconded. Alderman Perry?
Pretty stock stand. Yep. Not me.
Nothing further to add, Alderman?
Nothing from me, thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, Alderman Jarman?
Thank you. Just a quick question. Rob Wolfe was marked as an independent advisor. How does that work? I just want to understand that.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, he's engaged by council to provide council. He's engaged as a consultant to council to provide advice in relation to those things. So, on that basis, he's an independent advisor to council. He's not an employee of council, and so therefore, the advice in relation to the financial matters relating to Living City, he's the advisor. And so the requirement was for that person to provide a outline to the audit panel, an overview. Yep.
Thank you.
Anything further? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed, Chairman.
Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. We go to 4.5, the elected members' expenditure report on 71 and the recommendation on 72.
So moved.
Deputy Mayor Rockliffe and Alderman, Alderman Milne. Thank you. Deputy Mayor Rockliffe.
It's in the report. Thank you.
Thank you. And Alderman Milne. Any other comments, Alderman Laker?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to know, I thought the Pirate Day, it hasn't been on recently, has it? I'm just looking at the mayor's expenses. Is this something that was just overlooked and not brought through at the time?
No, through you, Mr. Chairman, it's in relation to, there's been two Pirate Days, so it's an annual event that have been held. This is basically for the next Pirate Day that will be coming up in, I think it's around about March or April.
So it will be a standard two events per year?
Yes, it's a standard event every year.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the other question I've got, Mayor's attending the International Cities and Communities Conference. When is that?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that was week before last.
Oh, sorry.
And both he and Alderman Matthews attended.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anything further? Not being, we'll have Deputy Mayor Rockliffe to close. Consider it closed. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. We move then to 4.6, the Devonport City Digital Strategy, and the recommendation is contained on page 77. Could I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry to move.
Oh.
And
compulsorily.
And Deputy Mayor Rockliffe to Deputy Mayor Rockliffe to second. Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Well, thanks, Chairman Goodman. It's to be noted that no community feedback was received, which is a little bit surprising, but however, on that basis, we obviously developed the strategy. There's no objection or representations against it, so let's adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you, and Alderman Rockwood.
Nothing to add. The report's still there. Thank you.
And anything further from anybody?
Nope.
Not so. Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
And all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. We now go to 4.7, the purchasing policy on page 109, the recommendation on 110. Do we have a mover, please? Alderman Milne, you're moving. And seconded, Alderman...
No, I'm not on the...
Oh, you're not on it. Okay. Alderman Rockliffe. Thank you. And Alderman Milne.
Great for people going to buy their Roundup. and stuff. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool. Thank you.
It's good. And Alderman Rockliffe, any words of wisdom to follow?
I don't wonder I can top that. Page 113, I just had a question about halfway down it sets out the purchasing between 1,000 and 4,999 and the next one as well. The purchasing officer is to obtain two verbal quotes, of which at least one must be sought from a local business. And then it says, unless it's impractical to do so. I'm just wondering if that's clear. It's not clear to me whether it's clear to anybody else, whether that means when it's impractical to get two quotes or whether it's impractical to get a local business.
Yeah, that's a good question. General Manager, can you enlighten?
Because the bit in the brackets, if it's a local business, then it means
back to
both.
Kim.
But just, is it just me being thick? Or
no.
Is
no. through you, Mr. Chair, it was designed. The thought in mind was if there was a local supplier available. So I can make that clearer if that's not clear to the reader.
So yeah, to me, it's not clear whether it says you can not get two verbal quotes if that's not practical.
Yep.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Is obtained
so you don't have to get two quotes.
No, sorry, from a local supplier. If it's not practical to get one from a local supplier. That's right. Yeah, that was the intention, but I can make it clearer.
To me, that's not clear.
I can put some more words around that.
There is potential quotes, of which at least one must be sought from local business.
At least,
can
we write? Can we get the clarification of what it actually,
essentially,
what you probably should read?
Essentially, it probably should take out the words unless it is impractical to do so, because the purchasing officer is to obtain two verbal quotes of which at least one must be sought from a local business if suitable offers exist.
Yeah. So if you cross out the list, they have to have two quotes.
They have to have
yes.
two quotes.
Yes. So to me it's ambiguous. It's saying if it's not practical you don't have to.
Full stop.
So with cross out unless it is impractical to
And the same in the next.
Unless it is
two written quotes,
this is impractical, right?
Why would it be impractical to get two quotes?
Just hang on a second.
It might only be one person who does whatever it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Alderman Laker?
No, I wasn't. Oh, sorry.
Your button's on.
I was lit up.
You're lit up. And are there any further comments?
Thank you.
We're done. And Alderman Milne, you due to close.
Nothing further to add.
Nothing further to add. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. We now go to 4.8, the financial management strategy, and it's the recommendation contained on page 124. We'll have a mover, please.
Sorry.
We'll have to move, and Alderman Perry to second.
Yes, I'll
second
that.
And Alderman Deputy Mayor Rockliffe, you got anything to add?
Thank you. No, it's a very
comprehensive report.
Comprehensive report with lots of detail that does require quite a bit of mulling over and digesting. However, we've all probably done a little bit of that and may need to do a little bit more, but it's a great document and it's important for us to have a strategy moving forward. And I think it's really important for us and for community to see that we do have a long-term financial plan and that we are aware of where we're going with our finances. So I think it's important for us to have this document out there in the community. Thank you.
Indeed so. Alderman Perry.
Nothing to add, Chair Goodwin.
Nothing to add. Any further? Yes, Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Chair, possibly to Mr. West. Page 161, it's saying about the sale of Living City assets in 1819 for a total of $5 million and 1920 for a total of $1 million. And these funds will be help to reduce the debt, which will be great. What are we aiming to sell? Do we have something in plan already?
We have this building. Kim can answer that.
Kim can answer that. Yeah,
well,
you
Mr. Chair. We don't need you, we need her. Thanks, Kim.
The General Manager is correct. It is this building and the other parcel of land is that land underneath Harris Scarf for the potential hotel development.
Okay, so this is being sold and we're not leasing it to... Oh, I thought we were going to be leasing this to Harris Scarf, so that's not...
The intention, the assumption here is that we would sell this, the council would sell the property.
Thank you.
And in all fairness, that may well be a decision that we made by the council that at the time, you know. Further to that, when we say, if I may, we've got a total of five and then a total of one, were we saying that's 516? Are we, the million, where do we get the million from? Because if that's the Harris Scarf site all down there, it'll be worth more than $1 million, I would think.
It is just for the land, just for that site, because there's a substantial public space development down there as well. So it would just be the land for
just
the
hotel actual footprint.
And sorry, Mr. Chairman, it's a very conservative amount,
very much so.
On the basis that if we were to put a higher figure in there and then we struggle to achieve it, then we're better off to be conservative.
Yep. Alderman Perry, you're not lit up. Is there any further comments? If not, I'll ask for Alderman Rockliffe to close. And all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. We now go to 4.9, the finance report, page 166 and recommendation on 167. Can I have a mover, please?
I move.
Perry and seconded by Alderman Milne. And Alderman Perry.
It's all in the report, following on from previous reports, so nothing to add to that, Chair Goodman.
Thank you. And Alderman Milne. Nothing to add?
Nothing to add.
Very good. And any other comments from anybody? If not, Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed, Chair Goodman.
And all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. Thank you. And we now go to... into confidential, don't we? Have I missed one? I missed one. I must have. I thought I'd been covered there. Corporate. What page? Oh, I missed that. Section 23, sorry. Section 23, committee appointments.
So moved.
And recommendation on 178. So you've moved it, Alderman Perry?
Yeah, I'll move it, yep. Yes. 4.10, yep.
And seconded, Deputy Mayor Rockley?
Yes.
Thank you. And Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Chair Goodman. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago, maybe even been last week. Everyone seemed to be happy with the way those committees are structured up, so there's nothing really much further to discuss than actually put it into place, endorse it. Thank you.
And Alderman Rockley?
You're
right, Alderman Milne.
Oh, just that. How come the planning authority only has five and members, whereas everyone else has six? Is that a reason for that? Or?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. It was always all the committees previously had five. They all had five. But planning authority, we haven't had a problem necessarily with getting a quorum for, but we were having some problems with the other three committees, and so there was a decision by council probably earlier this year where an extra person was appointed to each of the other three standing committees, whereas the planning committee is a fairly flexible, we can actually make sure that we hold it on a time that suits, whereas these other committees are very much set on particular days.
Done. Everyone right? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed. Chair Goodman.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against, it's carried. We now go to the Governance and Finance Report, 4.11, page 179, the recommendation on page 190. Could I move it, please? You're moving, Alderman Rockliffe. And seconded, Alderman Perry, you're seconded, are you?
Yeah, thank you.
And Alderman Rockliffe.
I don't have anything to add. It's a very comprehensive report with lots of detail, and some the comparisons with things like the parking from last year to this year was I found really interesting. Considering we're one less car park than we've had, nothing much has changed. We actually got more income, I think, and overall, if I remember my adding ups. So I think that's that's interesting, and it'll be worth watching over the next two or three months as the Christmas comes through and the car parking changes down in the southern end of Brook Street. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you. And Alderman Perry?
There's nothing to add. Thanks, Mayor.
Chairman, rather. And any further comments from anyone? Alderman Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. That's it. And we now move into closed session. Mover, please. Alderman Perry and Alderman Milne are seconded. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And those against? Carried. Thanks for your attendance, Doug. Shut the door on the way out. 5.1, the Meacroft Park Development Improvements.